Okay, so we are online. Here we are in Sacramento, California. I mean, it's the sacred mind of California. And so we're going to have our class. Hopefully more people join us. All right, so we'll just chant very simply. Sacramento. Not my own mission of attire, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai. Let me just change something there. Chimate Bhakti Vedanta Tamenitina. Saraswati Deve Gurubani Pracharane Sesha Junyavari Vashachal is Eterne Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadada Siva Sade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Yadada Siva Sade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Sutada Sutashi Shimad, His Divine Grace Vayachananda Bhaktivinanda Gosami Srila Prabhupada Kijai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai, Anandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijai, Prem Se Gaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gadadha Sivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindikajai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopikopana Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagadavasami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lasidev Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindikajai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premananda. Hari Hari Bol. Jai. So we are here in Sacramento, and I'll let you see some of the people. Behind us, we'll turn on the rear camera. You can see that's Nilachal, Ranjani, and Aniruddha, and Vrindavan in the back over there. You see. Anyway, and Sudharma in the kitchen, and Andani in the kitchen. So, all right, so we're going to continue with our class. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachari Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschatadeya Shatari. Tomorrow we'll get more light on my face. So anyway, so we're here in Sacramento. Sacramento's in California, the other side of the United States. And some of the devotees with us are actually from Fiji. Actually, most of the devotees. Where's Bart?
He went to do some shopping.
He's not from Fiji. He's from Fiji. But anyway, everybody in this room is from Fiji. So for those of you watching us from Fiji, actually, we got a few people from Fiji watching, like Guru Seva and Sumukha is watching us. Anyway, a few people from Fiji are watching us. So let's continue with our reading of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And as you're all aware, we're reading from the 8th chapter of the Majjhalila, which details the discussions between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy in Vijayanagara. And we finished with the discussion about Srimati Radharani's position. Of course, there's still little information about that. And we're ending that discussion right now. Maybe we'll get close to the end of the 8th chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So let us share the screen. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya
Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay, we'll continue with our recitation of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Antaryami Ishvarera Eriti Hai Hai Bahira Na Kahi Vastu Prakashe Ridai Hai. Ramananda Roy continued, the super soul within everyone's heart speaks not externally but from within. He instructs the devotees in all respects, and that is the way of instruction. So here Sri Ramananda Roy admits that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the super soul. It is the super soul that inspires the devotee, therefore he is the original source of the Gayatri mantra, which states, Om Bhurbhuvah Swah Tat Savitur Virayam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Savita is the original source of all intelligence. That Savita is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.4.22. Prachodita Yena Pura Sarasati Vitan Vata Jasya Satim Smitim Hari Riddhi Swalakshana Pradurabhut Kilasyata Same Rishinam Rishabha Prasidatam. May the Lord, who in the beginning of the creation amplified the potent knowledge of Brahma from within his heart and inspired him with full knowledge of creation and his own self, and who appeared to be generated from the mouth of Brahma, be pleased with me. This was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami when he invoked the blessing of the Supreme Personality of Godhead before delivering Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit. So, it's very important to understand that the Lord is giving us instructions in the heart, but the important thing to understand is that the Lord's instructions that he's given to us are in accordance with our desires. So if we desire to forget Krishna, Krishna will give us instructions how to forget him. If we desire to enjoy this material world, to try to squeeze as much enjoyment from this body, Krishna will give us that intelligence and how to do that. So how to actually not get into Maya or fall into Maya? And there's a very interesting question that some devotee asked me last night. Why is it so important to have a sense of self-identification? Actually, it wasn't last night, it was this morning. The devotee was driving me to the airport. She'll remain nameless to protect the guilty. He said, why is it important for a devotee to have a sense of self-identification? And I said, it's important because that way you can focus and accept everything favorable and reject everything that's not favorable. I said, just like if Krishna says, well, you can go on a vacation to Hawaii and go surfing, then in my mind, because my identification is as a servant of Prabhupada, I will say, no way, Jose. I am not going to do that because that's not my identity. So it's very important to have a sense of identity, not an upadi, a false identity, but actually your real identity, which is servant of a servant of a servant of the Lord who maintains the gopis in Vrindavan. And for those of us in the Krishna conscious movement, that means our spiritual master and his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So if your desire is not pure, you will get intelligence from Krishna, Matak Smritir Gyanam Aponam Cha, and also forgetfulness, remembrance from Krishna to do something that's not pure. Krishna is simply reciprocating with you because you have free will. Okay. And, okay, this is a very important verse. This next verse we're going to read, and this is from the Bhagavatam, first verse. Janmadyasya yato anvayadi thurascha tesha vigra swarat teni brahma ridaya adi kavaye muyanti yatsuriya tejo varimadam yata vinimayo yatra tri sargo vrisha damna swena sada nirasta kuhakam sacham panam dimahi. Very important verse from the beginning of the Bhagavatam. O my Lord, Sri Krishna, son of Vasudeva, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes, of the creation, sustenance, and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge into the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion. As one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen on fire or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. And that one verse, we could have like 2, 3 months, 4 months of classes on, but we're not going to do that right now. And Prabhupada comments, this is the opening invocation of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is 111. First canto, first verse. First chapter, first verse. So Prabhupada didn't write a commentary on this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, so I'm not going to comment on it. If you're interested, then read Prabhupada's commentary in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But actually, all the truths are contained within this verse. Krishna's independence, I guess I will comment on it. Krishna's independent, he is Swarat, that means independence. He is up to come, he gets whatever he wants. He's the source of all the creations, both the material manifestation, spiritual manifestation, and the living entities. And he's the cause of the creation, destruction, and everything of the living entity, the material energy. And he's also the source of illusion by which we think something is real when in fact it's not real. Okay, next verse. Eka samshaya mora ache hridaye kripakari kaha mora more tahara nischaye. Ramananda Roy then said that he had but one doubt within his heart, and he petitioned the Lord, please be merciful upon me and just remove my doubt. So this is interesting. Pahile de kilun tomara sanyasi sarupa evaye tomara de ki Munishyama Gopa Rupa. Ramananda Roy then told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I first saw you appear like a sannyasi, and now I am seeing you as Shyamashundra, the coward boy. Tomara Sanmuke Deki Kanchana Panchalika Tandragora Kanche Tomara Sarvahanga Daka. I now see you appearing like a golden doll, and your entire body appears covered by a golden luster. And Prabhupada explains that Shyamashundara is blackish, but here Ramananda Roy says that he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear golden. The lustrous body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was covered by the bodily complexion of Srimati Radharani, but Srimati Radharani is known as Gaurangi, and Lord Chaitanya is Gauranga. Tahate prakata jekon savam shivadana nanabhave chanchala tahi kamala nayana. I see that you are holding a flute to your mouth, and your lotus eyes are moving very restlessly due to various ecstasies. This is Ramananda Roy speaking. E matatoma de ki haya chamatkara akapate ka prabhu. I actually see you in this way, and this is very wonderful. My Lord, please tell me without duplicity what is causing this. And now Lord Chaitanya speaks. Prabhu kahe Krishna tumara gada premahaya premara swabhava e janiha nischeha. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, you have a deep love for Krishna, and one who has such deep ecstatic love for Krishna, for the Lord, naturally sees things in such a way. Please take this from me to be certain. Maha Bhagavata Deke Stavara Jangama Tahan Tahan Hoya Tanrashi Krishna Spurana. A devotee advanced on the spiritual platform sees everything movable and inert as the Supreme Lord. For him, everything he sees here and there is but a manifestation of Lord Krishna. Stavara jangama deke nadeke taramuti sarvatra hayanija ishta deva spurti. The Mahabhagwat, the advanced devotee, certainly sees everything mobile and immobile, but he does not exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere he immediately sees manifest the form of the Supreme Lord. Due to his deep ecstatic love for Krishna, the Mahabhagwat. What's a Mahabhagwat? Someone who is a pure devotee of the Lord, and he sees everyone is connected to Krishna. And the lower stage is the Majjhimadhikari, who basically discriminates between the envious, who he doesn't approach, the innocent, who he approaches, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the devotees. He makes friendship with the devotees, approaches the innocent, avoids the envious, and worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Mahabhagwat means the topmost devotee, Uttama Adhikari. There's three varieties of devotees. There's the Kanishta. The Kanishta is the materialistic devotee, only sees Krishna in the temple. And once he walks out of the temple, that's it. No more God. It's like, you know, that's naturally... actually, most Hindus are like that, most Christians are like that, most Jewish people are like that, most Muslims are like that, isn't it? Because Muslims don't have a temple. They see God in the mosque, or they don't even see God. This is confirmed. Krishna everywhere and nothing else. This is confirmed in the Brahma Sangita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santak Sadaiva Ridyeshu Vilokayanti. As soon as a devotee sees something, be it movable or inert, he immediately remembers Krishna. An advanced devotee is advanced in knowledge. This knowledge is very natural to a devotee, for he has already read in the Bhagavad Gita how to awaken Krishna consciousness. According to Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, let's see if you all know this verse. Rasoham apsu kontiya prabhajmi sasi suryo pranavasarva vedeshu sabdake purasham nirjiv. Does anyone know that verse? What's the translation? We'll put you on the camera. I don't even remember. This is your... Wait. Let me put you on the camera first. So everyone could see you. All right. So what is it?
O son of Kunti, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun, and the syllable om and the Vedic mantras, and the sound and the ability of man.
Wow! You passed the test. So for those of you who don't know, it looks like Aniruddha may be taking... Sannyas. No, I know. And Ranjani, maybe they'll be taking initiation, but they have to pass the disciple course first. O son of Kunti, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable om and the Vedic mantras. I am the sound and the ether and the ability in man. Thus, when a devotee drinks water or any other liquid, he immediately remembers Krishna. For a devotee, there is no difficulty in awakening Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. Prabhupada even said if someone is addicted to drinking liquor, they can remember Krishna as the taste of the liquor. He doesn't recommend it, but he says if someone is addicted, at least it's a step up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says here, Stavara jangama deke nadeke mutaramurti Sarvatrahaya Nija Ishta Deva Spurti. A saintly person, an advanced devotee, sees Krishna 24 hours a day and nothing else. As far as movable and inert things are concerned, a devotee sees them all as transformations of Krishna's energy. As Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, here's another one, another test for you, 7-4, Bhumirupo Nalo Vayu Kamano Bhuri Revacha. Ahankar iti yamae bina prakatirashila. You know the verse? Wait, let me put the camera on you so everyone can see you. This is Adi Rudra. All right, what is it?
Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. These eight comprise my material energies.
Very nice. And how old are you?
14.
And he knows all these verses. Put the camera back on myself. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, intelligence, false ego. All together, these eight constitute my separated material energies. That's very good. Actually, nothing is separate from Krishna. When a devotee sees a tree, he knows that the tree is a combination of two energies, material and spiritual. The inferior energy, which is material, forms the body of the tree. However, within the tree is the living entity, the spiritual spark, which is part and parcel of Krishna. This is the superior energy of Krishna within this world. In other words, there's the inferior energy, the matter. There's the superior energy, which is us, but we're also marginal. So actually there's three different energies according to the Vishnu Purana. Oops. Vishnu Shakti Pura Prokya Prokta Shetra Gyakitata Pura Vijikarma Sanganya Tritira Shakti Ishita. You know that verse? No. According to the Vishnu Purana, Krishna has three energies. One is the material energy, another one is the spiritual energy. And the third one is the marginal energy. That's us. We can go either way. We're just right on the border. When an advanced devotee thinks of these energies, he immediately understands that they are the manifestations of the Supreme Lord. As soon as we see the sun rise in the morning, we arise and set about doing our morning duties. Similarly, as soon as a devotee sees the energy of the Lord, he immediately remembers Lord Shri Krishna. This is explained in this verse, Sarvatra Haya Nija Ishta Deva Sporti. So Prabhupada explains that in a very simple way, that if you see someone's shoes or someone's clothes, then you immediately remember the person. A devotee who has purified his existence through devotional service sees only Krishna in every step of life. This is also explained in the next verse, which is a quotation from the Srimad Bhagavatam. 11.2.45 Sarva bhuteshu ya pashyad bhagavat bhavam atmanaha utani bhagavat jatmani esha bhagavat totamaha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, a person advanced in devotional service sees within everything the soul of all souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. Consequently, he always sees the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the cause of all causes and understands that all things are situated in him. So next verse. Vanalatas taravatmani vishnum ganjayantya iva pushpa paladyaha pranatabhara vitappa marudharaha prema rishta tanavo Vavrishusma. Beautiful verse. The plants, creepers, and trees were full of fruits and flowers due to ecstatic love of Krishna. Indeed, being so full, they were bowing down. They were inspired by such deep love for Krishna that they were constantly pouring showers of honey. In this way, the gopis saw all the forests of Vrindavan from the Bhagavatam. This verse, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.35.9, is one of the songs the gopis sang during Krishna's absence. In Krishna's absence, the gopis were always absorbed in thought of him. Similarly, the Mahabhagavat, the advanced devotee, sees everything as potentially serving the Lord. Srila Rupa Goswami states, and this is another important verse, but I'm sure nobody knows this, Prapancha kataya buddhya hari sambandha vashtu naha mamukshivi puratyago vairagyam palgu kachyate. You know the verse? No. Well, that's a verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is actually Prabhupada doesn't directly give the direct translation. But the translation is basically the devotee sees everything as connected to Krishna, and if someone sees something as disconnected from Krishna, and doesn't want to use it in Krishna's service, that devotee or that person is engaged in false renunciation. That's called vairagyam palgu kachate. It is known as false renunciation. False renunciation means to give up something that could be utilized for Krishna. Like if you say, like I'll give an example with Prabhupada. Prabhupada one time heard about some bogus guru who had a picture of himself taken pushing away the money. And Prabhupada said, you can take a picture of me pulling in the money and using it for Krishna. Because money is not Maya. Actually, nothing's Maya. It's our consciousness and our use of something that determines whether it's Maya or not. It's not that this chair is Maya, but if I use it for like sense gratification, like sitting, just to enjoy, like jumping up and down or something like that, then that's Maya. But if I choose it to give a class, then I'm using it in Krishna's service. It's not the cushion is Maya, but it could be used for illusion. So it's how you use something that determines whether it's Maya or not. Of course, here, now we're talking about Mahamaya, not Yogamaya. Yogamaya means to use something in Krishna's service. The advanced devotee does not see anything disconnected from Krishna. Unlike the Mayavadi philosophers, the devotees does not see the material world as false because he knows that everything in the material world is connected to Krishna. A devotee knows how to utilize everything in the service of the Lord, and this is the characteristic of the Mahabhagavat. The gopis saw the plants, creepers, and forest trees loaded with fruits and flowers and ready to serve Krishna. In this way, they immediately remember their worshipful Lord, Sri Krishna. They did not simply see plants, creepers, and trees the way a mundaner sees them. Like sometimes people would criticize Prabhupada for using the material energy. They said, why have you come here in a car? Why did you take a plane? Why are you using a microphone? Of course, in those days, they didn't have computers. And they would have criticized Prabhupada for using a computer. I remember that when I first got a computer, I was the first one in the Hare Krishna movement to get a computer. Devotees would criticize me. They said, Prabhupada never used a computer. It's Maya. There's this one system in ISKCON for communicating. It's called PAMHO. You ever heard of PAMHO? Or it used to be called COM. COM. C-O-M. COM. COM. Yeah. So I was presenting this to one devotee. I said, you have to learn how to use this. And they said, if I use COM, I will never be COM. You know what I'm saying? C-O-M, C-O-L-M. You know, it sounds almost the same. So I was the first one. I was the first one in ISKCON to have a mobile phone. I was the first one in ISKCON to have a computer. It's true. And I remember going to a GBC meeting one time. And it was a big, the mobile phone was big in those days. It was about this big. So I had the devotees make me a big bead bag that could hold my mobile phone. And so sitting in a GBC meeting, all of a sudden the bead bag began to ring. And they looked at me as they said, you're in Maya, carrying a mobile phone with you. But now everybody's carrying a mobile phone, everybody's carrying a computer. Because it's used in Krishna's service. And if Prabhupada was here today, I mean, Prabhupada would be using a computer, Prabhupada would be using a mobile phone, Prabhupada would be using all these things. But it has to be used for Krishna. One time, we were showing Prabhupada, oh yeah, this was in the BBT, and I was there. We were showing Prabhupada all this new equipment that we had just gotten for producing books. And Prabhupada was looking at it. He wasn't saying nice or not nice, but he said, unless you can use this equipment to produce 17 books in 2 months, it's all useless. So Prabhupada was saying, you know, don't be enamored by Krishna's material energy, but use it. If you can use it, accept it. And if you can't use it, don't accept it. I mean, there's certain things, basically, we don't accept. I mean, for example, I'll give you a funny example. in my own life. One time I was driving with a devotee in Serbia, and we just passed a place that hired out hang gliders. You know what a hang glider is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you jump from the mountains. And I said to the devotee, he was a disciple, I said, "Wow, can we go hang gliding?" And he said, "Yes, Guru Maharaj, I'll pay for it." I said, "Well, great. We don't have to use Krishna's money, use your money." And I was thinking, can it be used in Krishna's service? I was thinking, well, maybe if I jump off the mountain with a hang glider and I have a big banner behind me saying, "Chant Hare Krishna," maybe it could be engaged in Krishna's service. And I thought, well, that's not practical. And then I also thought, how would I explain this to disciples if I broke a leg or something like that? I would just say I was dancing ecstatically. No. So anyway, the certain things like that could not be used in Krishna's service for a variety of reasons. So it's not that everything you can use in Krishna's service. I mean, certain things are not appropriate to use in Krishna's service. But you see it as Krishna's energy. And you accept what's favorable and reject what's unfavorable. Radha Krishna tumara maha prema haya yahan tahan Radha Krishna tumara spuraiha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "My dear Raya, you are an advanced devotee and are always filled with ecstatic love for Radha and Krishna. Therefore, whatever you see anywhere and everywhere simply awakens your Krishna consciousness. Raya kahi prabhu tumi chadabari puri morage nijarupa nakarihag churi." Ramananda Roy replied, "My dear Lord, please give up all these serious talks. Please do not conceal your real form for me as Krishna." This is a really ecstatic pastime here. Radhikara bhava kanti kariangikara nijarasa asvadite kariyacha avatara. Ramananda Roy continued, "My dear Lord, I can understand that you have assumed the ecstasy and bodily complexion of Srimati Radharani. By accepting these, you are tasting your own personal transcendental humor and have therefore appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nijaguda karya tomara prema svadana anusanga prema maya kaile tribhuvana." My dear Lord, you have descended in this incarnation of Lord Chaitanya for your own personal reasons. You have come to taste your own spiritual bliss, and at the same time, you are transforming the whole world by spreading the ecstasy of love of Godhead. Apane aila mora more karite udara ebe kapatakara tomara kona vyavahara. My dear Lord, by your causeless mercy, you have appeared before me to grant me liberation. Now you are playing in a duplicitous way. In other words, you're cheating me. What is the reason for this behavior? Tabe hasi tandre prabhu te kaila sarupa rasa raja mahabhava dvi ekavrupa. Lord Sri Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, and Srimati Radharani is the personification of ecstatic love of Godhead. These two forms had combined as one in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This being the case, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his real form to Ramananda Roy. And so Prabhupada explains, this is described as Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. Lord Sri Krishna was absorbed in the features of Srimati Radharani. This was disclosed to Ramananda Roy when he saw Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. An advanced devotee can understand Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya. That is, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna as one. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a combination of Radha and Krishna, is non-different from Radha Krishna combined. This is explained by Swarup Damodara Goswami, another important verse. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasmad Ekatman Vapi Bulipura Deha Vedam Gato Tao Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Aduna Tadvayam chaikyam aptam radha bhavata dyuti suvalitam naomi krishna sarupam. And the translation is Radha and Krishna is one, Radha Krishna is Krishna, and Krishna's pleasure potency combine. When Krishna exhibits his pleasure potency, he appears to be two, Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, Radha and Krishna are one. This oneness may be perceived by advanced devotees through the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the case with Brahmananda Roy. One may aspire to attain such a position, but one should not try to imitate the Mahabhagavat. Deki Ramananda Haila Anande Murchite Dadite na Paride Ha Padila Bhumite. Upon seeing this form, Ramananda Roy lost consciousness in transcendental bliss. Unable to remain standing, he fell to the ground. Wow. Prabhu Tanre Hasta Sparshi Karaila Chaitana Sanyasira Vesha Degi Vismita Haila Mana. When Ramananda Roy fell to the ground unconscious, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched his hand and he immediately regained consciousness. But when he saw Lord Chaitanya in the dress of a sannyasi, he was struck with wonder. Alinganakari Prabhu Kaila Ashvasana Toma Vina Erupa Na Deke Anya Jana. After embracing Ramananda Roy, the Lord pacified him, informing him, "But for you, no one has ever seen this form." So in the Bhagavad Gita 7:25, there's another test. Lord Krishna states, see if you know the translation to this, "Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavratam udayam avijanati lokomam ajamavyam." You know that verse?
Yeah, I know the verse, but not the translation.
Oh, you don't know the translation. "I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them I am covered by my internal potency, Yogamaya, and so they do not know me who am unborn and infallible." So the Lord always reserves the right of not being exposed to everyone. The devotees, however, are always engaged in the service of the Lord, serving with the tongue by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and tasting Mahaprasadam. Gradually, the sincere devotee pleases the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Supreme Lord reveals himself. One cannot see the Supreme Lord by making personal efforts. Rather, when the Lord is pleased by the service of a devotee, he reveals himself. Mora tattva lila rasa tumarago chure atayave rupa dekhailun tumare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed, "All the truths about my pastimes and mellows are within your knowledge. Therefore, I have shown this form to you." Gora anga nahi mora radanga sparshana. Gopendra sutta binateno nasparshi anya jana. Actually, my body does not have a fair complexion. It only appears so because it has touched the body of Srimati Radharani. However, she does not touch anyone but the son of Nanda Maharaj. Tanra bhave bhavita kari atma mana tabe nija madhurya kari ashvadana. I have now converted my body and mind into the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani. Thus, I am tasting my own personal sweetness in that form. So as we know, Krishna appears as Lord Chaitanya to taste the ecstasy that Radharani is experiencing, which is higher than the ecstasy that Krishna experiences, to see Krishna, to see himself through her eyes, and to understand her love for him. Those three different purposes, esoteric purposes. Now, the exoteric purposes are to propagate the Sankirtan movement. Gaurasundara here informs Sri Ramananda Roy, "My dear Ramananda Roy, you were actually seen as a separate person with a fair complexion body. Actually, I'm not fair. Being Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, I am blackish. But when I come in touch with Srimati Radharani, I become fair complexioned externally. Srimati Radharani does not touch the body of anyone but Krishna. I taste my own transcendental features by accepting the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Without Radharani, one cannot taste the transcendental pleasure of Krishna's conjugal love.
In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments on the Prakriti Sahaja Sampradaya, which considers Krishna and Lord Chaitanya to possess different bodies. They misinterpret the words Gora Anga Nahi Mora in text 287. From that verse and the present verse, we can understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna. He is Krishna. Both are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the form of Krishna, the Lord enjoys spiritual bliss and remains the shelter of all devotees, Vishaya, Vigraha. And in his Gauranga feature, Krishna tastes separation from Krishna in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani. This ecstatic form is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna is always the transcendental reservoir of all pleasure, and he is technically called Dira Lalita, very playful. Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of spiritual energy personified as ecstatic love for Krishna. Therefore, only Krishna can touch her. The Dira Lalita aspect is not seen in any other form of the Lord, including Vishnu and Narayana. Srimati Radharani is therefore known as Govinda Nandini and also Govinda Mohini. I mean, she actually bewilders Govinda. For she is the only source of transcendental pleasure for Sri Krishna and the only person who can enchant his mind. Pretty amazing verses. Tumara tani amara kichu gupta nahi karma lukaile prema bale jana sarvamarma. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then admitted to his pure devotee Brahmananda Roy, now there is no confidential activity unknown to you. Even though I try to conceal my activities, you can understand everything in detail by virtue of your advanced love for me. Gupte rakhiha kahana kariyo prakasha amara batula chesta loke upahasa. The Lord then requested Brahmananda Roy, please keep all these talks a secret. Please do not expose them anywhere and everywhere. Since my activities appear to be like those of a madman, people may take them lightly and laugh. So how can we know about these things? We know about these things because of Raghunath Das Goswami, who was told of all these things, and then he communicated that to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, because they both lived on the banks of the Shyamakund, within a few meters of each other. So whatever we learn in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually coming, for the most part, from Raghunath Das Goswami, because Raghunath Das Goswami spent most of his life serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, and when Lord Chaitanya left this world, Raghunath Das Goswami went to Vrindavan with the idea of committing suicide.
Wow.
And he was stopped from committing suicide by the other Goswamis, who said, you have to tell us about Lord Chaitanya. So every day he was telling stories about Lord Chaitanya, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, heard these stories. So I think we will end here. We are on verse 290 was the last verse. Okay, so now we'll stop sharing and we will take some questions from, we have a live audience today, for those of you who don't know, and we have a dead audience. No, we have
a
sleepy audience. We have a live audience and that's an internet audience too. So I'm going to allow you all to ask questions. So, all right. Does anybody want to ask questions? It's Guru Purnima today. It's also the disappearance day of Sanatana Goswami. And we're going to be speaking about Sanatana Goswami later. We have a program here. It's going to be online. What time is the program?
6:30.
We've invited from 6 to 8, but they don't turn up.
Six
Friday,
to eight.
Friday.
Okay, so 6 to 8 here. So 6 to 8 means East Coast time, 9 o'clock, to 11 o'clock on the East Coast. And for Fiji, it's good for you. And Australia, New Zealand, it's good for you also. And it'll be recorded so you can see it later on if you want to go to sleep.
later on, but anyway. So here's a question in the chat window. Did Akrura take part in the Battle of Kurukshetra? No. When Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva is addressed as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva? Because the Bhagawan or Lord term is used for a lot of respectable personalities. You know, even Narada Muni is called Bhagawan Narada. You know, there's many lords, and then there's the Supreme Lord. That's all. Just like in Great Britain, you had lords and ladies. It's not that the lords and ladies were God. You know, even Lord Indra is the Lord. You know, any. The word is Bhagawan. It's like a very respectable term used in Sanskrit for someone who is in a high position. That's all. It doesn't mean they're the real God. Like, just like the word Ishwara. People are Ishwara controllers, but there's Parameshwara. Okay, here's another question. Oh my God. I wanted to ask about organ donations after passing away. Should devotees donate organs if they don't know how this will be used by, as devotees try hard to purify by eating prasadam and chanting Hari Nam? It's a good question. That's up to you. Anyway, if you wanted, usually when I want to donate organs, I donate them to devotees. Especially organs like harmoniums and things like that. I donate the lights. What is that? Flick the switch a little bit. It's Bunkaro. I said, yeah, it's good. So, that's up to you. I think it's a question. Obviously, if someone gets your organ, there'll be some devotee prasadam in it, and they make some spiritual advancements, so there may be. But generally, we had this question. Someone asked me this question before when they were actually dying, and I said, if there's a devotee who needs that, the organ, like that, you know, then. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with it because if you give blood and your blood has prasadam in it, then the person may start chanting Hare Krishna. Just like if you get blood from someone and the person is a rakshasa, you'll feel like a rakshasa for a few minutes. Well, it's an interesting question. I think that's just a judgment call. Here's another one. If Krishna is the only person that can touch Srimati Radharani, does that mean that Radharani's husband could never touch? Yes. That's described by the Acharyas, specifically Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that Radharani's husband, his name was Abhimanyu, not the same one in the Mahabharata. He never was able to touch Radharani. He thought, one time, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he thought that by bringing some jewels to Srimati Radharani that Yashoda Maya had given him, that Radharani would be pleased and he'd be allowed to touch her. But he didn't understand that inside the case of jewels was Krishna instead of jewels. Mm-hmm. So he actually gave Krishna to his wife. Mm-hmm. So that's an illusory marriage. He never even gets within 10 feet of Srimati Radharani. But he's an expansion of Krishna too, but he never touches. And even we have the story in the Ramayana, how Sita Devi is never touched by anyone else other than Lord Ram. So you may say Ravana touched her. No, but Ravana didn't touch her, because if Ravana had gotten close to her, he would have died immediately. So what happened is that Sita Devi was kept by Agni Dev, the god of fire, and Maya Sita was the one who actually was kidnapped by Ravana. And so that Maya Sita later on fell in love with Lord Ram, and Lord Ram said, I can't get married to you because I only have one wife in this incarnation, but you have to wait. When I appear as Venkateshwar, I'll get married to you. And there's a whole story about that, the Venkateshwar story, which we don't have time to tell right now in class. But no, Nobody can touch Radharani except for Krishna. And of course, her, we're talking about males. We're talking about males now, not females. Of course, her, the Manjaris and Gopi friends, they touch Radharani and decorate her. So when we're talking about Agnidev didn't touch Sita, the movie was wrong. Sita was in his care. It's not that he carried her. In the movie, you know, in the movie or sometimes you see Agnidev carrying Sita Devi. No male could touch Sita Devi. No male could touch Radharani. Females, certainly, obviously. You know, they're decorating Radharani and they're decorating Sita Devi. I mean, that's obvious. They have female friends, the Manjari Gopis and others. But no. No male can touch Radharani. So then you may ask, how come men sometimes dress the deities? Well, they have to do this on behalf of the gopis. They're assisting the gopis. It's a very delicate. That's why one has to be on the transcendental platform before you dress Radha and Krishna. Dressing Gaur Nitai is much more lenient because the ladies can dress Gaur Nitai, the men can dress Gaur Nitai, children can dress Gaur Nitai. It's very lenient. But with Radha Krishna worship, one has to have the right consciousness before one is able to touch Srimati Radharani on the altar. So, does anyone else want to ask the question online? Anybody want to speak? Speak now, or we have any questions locally, or raise your hand. Any other questions online? Any questions here?
I had one question.
All right, let me put the... Let me put... Let me put the video on you, because I can switch the cameras here. Okay. All right, here we go. That's Bart.
Well,
that's Bart Maharaj, who will soon be a deer. So, what's the question?
You were mentioning, Maharaj, about the using everything for Krishna's service.
Yeah.
And computers and everything. But these kids are too much attached to mobile phones, computers, and their schoolwork required sometimes. So how can we make them understand not to misuse, or how to use for Krishna, you know? They're just...
That's interesting. So Bart just asked the question. Let me switch the camera back to me so you can see me. It's nice using this computer because it has a camera in the front and the back. Especially when I'm doing an audience. So, the kids, they get really attached to mobile phones and computers and they play games, right? They play games on it. Well, I don't think it's so bad. As long as they use it in their schooling and for Christian consciousness, as long as they're not doing anything like bad, like killing people on the computer or voting for Donald Trump or something like that, then I don't think it's such a bad idea. But I think, you know, it's a little bit of recreation. You got to allow the children some, you know, recreation like sports and things like that. So they play a few little video games. As long as it's not so many hours a day and as long as they do their Krishna consciousness and chanting. You know, everybody needs a little bit of a break. Everybody needs a little break, isn't it? You know, just like where you can just chill out and just do something fun. I mean, you can't just like all the time, you know. So I think it's all right with kids, you know, mobile phones. As long as they're not like all day long texting all their friends, sending love messages. You don't send love messages, do you?
Texting is a big thing.
Texting, you know, and then, you know, the boys and girls, like, do you love me? I love you. Oh, so much. How do I love you? So much.
Yeah.
You remind me of Krishna. You're my Radha. I know people do that. You're my Radha and I'm your Krishna. I know, that's like a Bollywood movie. People do that. So, I wouldn't worry about it too much, you know, as long as I don't get into too much nonsense. I think it's fine. It's fine. I mean, you can't just, like, be too heavy with the kids, you know. Life, you know, we're in America, we're in India, you know, you gotta... people have to do something for fun. You know, something to relax. And, you know, whatever. It's not sinful, you know. So long as... like, Aniruddha knows a lot of verses in the Bhagavad Gita. It's pretty nice. All right, so what other questions? Anybody online want to ask a question? We've got a lot of people, 32 people watching online, so. And also a lot more people on Facebook and on YouTube, too, because we're broadcasting simultaneously on Facebook, YouTube. Yeah, let me put the video on you. You have another question. Okay, what's the question?
The other one is this conversation between Ramanand Rai and Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
So is it correct that Ramana Rai is Arjun or something?
Yeah, let me answer that question. Switch the camera.
He saw the form.
Ramananda Roy is a combined incarnation of Arjuna and Vishakha. So when you hear about these combined incarnations, you know, two different personalities, sometimes it's like an empowered by a particular individual. Like you have incarnations. Well, Ramananda Roy is directly Vishakha, but he's also empowered by Arjuna. Just like it's described that his father, Bhavananda Roy, is actually Pandu, and his four brothers are actually the other Pandavas. So, you know, this is like an empowerment, but he's directly Vishakha Devi, who's Radharani's associate. Otherwise, he wouldn't be that intimate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And later on, we'll find out that he joins Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as one of his most intimate associates in Jagannath Puri during Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's final pastimes in Jagannath Puri. Okay, if no one online has any questions, we'll end class now. So, thank you all for joining us. We're in Sacramento. We're going to be having classes later on tonight or later on in the morning if you're in Fiji, Australia, New Zealand. And I'll be sending out notices when we go online again.
In Davis, Maharaj, we are in Davis.
Oh, yeah, we're in Davis. Sorry, that's Sacramento. Davis is right next to Sacramento. Davis, where the University of California is, UC Davis. And we'll be having programs every evening and every morning, Bhagavatam class and whatever. And also our regular classes every day, like this. Okay, on that happy note, all glories to Divine Grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda, E.J.